we're back. It's a real last segment. Davin's dead.
Yay.
Yay.
Is that Tesla?
Yeah.
Great tune.
It is a great tune. Yeah. Tesla's very good. I've seen him twice. Mm. I didn't need to see him this time with Def Leppard.
I heard they didn't play long enough. I mean, they only got 35 minutes, so if you really
Were they with like REO Speedwagon?
Yeah, so they crammed everything in. Plus, I also heard that the bands on the tour were going on really, really early. So if you really dug a band, you got to run right from work and get to the gig. You know,
they're old men. They have to get home.
Yeah,
they have to get home and listen to conservative talk radio.
Right.
Funny. Oh, that's a jam. Yeah.
Hey, come on though. I pulled a little punch on the syndicated pour. I get a little stick.
A little stick.
A little stick. Fucking awful. Anyway, we know it's not awful. On the break, we heard new music from Excite Project with The Sound of Goodbye, and Charlie M, who we've played her stuff before, with her new song, right. No One Knows. Mm. And you can learn more about both of them at khb-music.de, khb-music.de, Excite Project, and Charlie M. All right, yeah, Ann Jackson, baby.
Yep.
Woohoo!
All right. Control
Ann,
yourself.
Ann's milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
That's true, sir.
Yeah, it most certainly is. So, yeah, we didn't do this next week. Last week. We didn't do it last week because Pip was not here. Instead, we just bit her on Twitter. But Pip's back, so we shall do it again.
Yay.
Pip, what are the categories?
Okay. The categories are Mr. Davin, Ball Busting Blue, and You Choke My Money.
Choke My Money. As opposed to they choke my money, so she's talking directly to them. You choke my money.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with one ball busting blue. I'm going to go with two You Choke My Monies.
How many ball busting blues?
One, dear.
One, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that there are going to be six Mr. Davins, two ball busting blues, and one You Choke My Money.
All right, anybody else playing or can we start this?
Lisa says that she's going to say three Mr. Davins, one ball busting blue, and three choke my money.
Three choke my monies.
Three!
Suck on my Andrew Jackson. Take it all in. Take all of Andrew Jackson. Yeah, you like that, you dirty whore, don't you? Choke on it. Choke on it. Spit out quarters.
That's,
I
choke on it.
That's my view of it.
Yes. That's my little fantasy.
Fun.
All right, shall we do this?
Sure.
Pip? Let's do this.
All right, why not? We're fucking here. What job?
Your exuberance astounds me.
Yeah, really.
Don't you have an infection to catch, stupid? Who asked you? Don't you have a virus to host? I got a show to host. You have a virus to host.
Oh God, that's funny. I'll be hosting that. Great. Next time, Pip's like, hi, I'm having your host, and while we're doing, Pip's hosting a virus.
Hi, and Pip will be hosting E. coli.
Yeah.
Oh,
tonight's guest, Staphylococcus.
Oh, Pip, you're diseased. All right. This is, I don't know what the fuck this is, but this is a conversation that Ann Jackson is having with someone.
We'll decipher. That's what we're here for.
This is this was sent to me on August 29th, 2014,
right.
But this conversation happened on September 22nd, 2013. Hello, Ann. Each day I live with one regret, and that regret is hurting Miller. We had only just begun on our journey to know each other, but the few words he did speak to me, I know one thing. And that way was he had a beautiful big heart. Again, sounds like channeling Trump. Yeah, it's a big heart. It's beautiful.
It's gonna be great. Gonna be beach light and proud.
Miller has the best hearts. I love Millers. They're great people.
They're great people. I have people calling me every day on how great his heart is. It's one of the fittest hearts. My doctor wrote a note about it. It's an amazing heart.
If he has a broken heart, we're gonna fix it. Big league. Yeah. Everything should be done in Trumpish. Anyway, I wanted so much for it to work for us, but I guess I went into a rage because I thought he was a scammer because of the way things went. But now, do I think he is a scammer? No, I do not think that. Not at all. And I know after reading his messages again today, he was just hurt because I could not give him this gift. Don't look at me like that.
I'm just trying to figure it out, dude.
This is somebody talking to Anne. and take good care. And if you talk to Miller, just tell him how sorry I am that I did not trust in him, of which I know I will regret for a long time to come. Take good care, dear, because you live in my heart, too, just like Miller. Signed, Rita. So this is the one that supposedly loved Miller.
Right, right. Now, I wonder why she is leaving. I guess she ran out of money. Does she realize that? Because you know, it seems that she's leaving not because it dawned on her that's a scammer. It just seems for other reasons.
You know, sometimes you just come across an 80s rock band that wants one more hit, and this is how you have to write a ballad. I'm guessing that's the logic. I think this is Bon Jovi talking. It might be Dr. Bon Jovi talking.
And we're going to take Dr. Bon Jovi. Yes.
Fear took me away from Miller, but now the fear has turned into constant heartache, wishing I could fix that broken fence. Rita. She want to fix it and build a relation with you. Sorry, please do not let me get into trouble. About Pauline. I just got some emails from mails from her a couple times. Here are the messages from her before. So I guess these are from Pauline to Anne. I can say Melvin Santos, Brown Cotton, James H. Miller, Parker D. Green are no different from the real scammers. They asked the victims to pay, and Pauline paid over $90,000 or $100,000 US dollars. I paid lots of money. They are...
fucking assholes.
Pip?
Fucking liars.
Fucking infected with disease. No, they are fucking criminals.
Hmm.
Ah!
But I like to say that they're as bad as the real bad as the real scammers? Yeah, they are the real scammers.
Got some of that Clinton dementia going.
Isn't funny.
Let's see. Who is this from? Who is this from? I guess this is from Pauline, maybe? Hello, Morris, Jack, Sarah. They're all commas there.
Morris, Jack, Sarah, all of you.
So,
hello, somebody saying hello.
Jack
to me.
Is an anti-scammer. Sarah is probably the Interpol. And Morris Maribe is, of course, a bad banker.
Yeah.
A bank attorney. Here is mail from Ann Jackson. I should get refunded for the source of funds money that I paid. $20,000 and Mr. Jack $5,000. Mr. Jack. Making the check sauce.
Mr. Jack will get you by tonight.
If you apply this money against the transfer fees, I only have to pay $10,000. I get my money transferred. Everyone will be reimbursed and remunerated. That's not spelled properly at all.
No.
I think they made remunerated quite well. So far, my sister and I have spent $10,000, and we have not seen a penny yet. Well, no, because they have. I would have $20,000 by Friday, but the problem is to send it to you. My sister's bank and mine are refusing to send any transfer to Ghana or Malaysia.
All right, hold on for a second. So they're out $10,000 already. They're planning on sending another $20,000?
Yeah, but the bank doesn't want to send it to Malaysia or Ghana. Stupid banks. Can't you just let people get scammed?
Yeah.
Trying to
yeah,
scam.
You really, but, why are you going to stick your nose in it?
But, you know, talking about sticking their nose in it, you would think the bank might want to inquire and maybe tell these people these could be scammers.
Actually, it's great that they're doing that.
Yeah. After we transferred the $30,000 for the fees, my sister's bank flagged it and started investigating and asked her all kinds of questions, so you know. Hello, Jack. One of the bank girls in my sister's town phoned my brother-in-law and told him that Nicole has been using the money for a scam. She cannot touch a penny of whatever's left. On top of that, he's really pissed it off at me. I think they may be pissed.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, do you think someone else could help me get this money over here? I know that you are not a scam, and I appreciate all you've done for me. We have more maroons.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, they're being told that they're scammers. Yeah. The bank refuses to send the money. Family has told them that the bank has informed them that they're scammers. And yet, they are still indignant and planning on sending that money.
Well, you know the scammer technique. They don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to get this done. We're going to get your money back or whatever it is. Or I need
right,
it.
Right,
you know,
right.
They're putting all sorts of pressure right. on her. Let's see. So Ann says, I think this is scam. She paid $100,000 US dollars. No one believes in it. Forget it. She paid so much money. This is why Nicole blocked me out. I really do not understand the reasons. This is the first time for me to know it. So, I don't know. Ann writes, I hate when I have to skip a page. Then this is a conversation between Ann and Miller. I'm sorry this is all over the place, but this is just the way the shit gets sent to me.
Yeah, I understand.
Ann says, go to hell. Return the money to me. Forget it. You never help victims, but ask us to pay and pay. Try us out. This is true. Miller says, me got the wrong info. Because apparently he's Cookie Monster.
Me want money.
S is for scamming. Scamming is for me. Me got wrong info. You will see it in the future. Okay? Watch. And he goes, watch what? Never send info to me. I got threats from victims and hunters. Fuck off. I go, who's this Jack that's mentioned? Is this an anti-scammer who you were friends with? Rita fell in love with Miller, but then after a while felt he was a scammer? I have questions. Mr. Davin!
That's one.
Oh, there's one.
Yay.
See.
I never know this person called Jack, and that is the messages from Pauline. Then they asked Miller. He said Jack is the banker in Ghana. Oh. About Pauline case, this is all I know. Then nothing. About Rita, I do not contact her anymore because I do not want to get any trouble after forwarding message to Miller, and then I do hate her. This is the truth. I have no idea why people attack me. Even I do not know their situations. And then this is just Anne going off. She sends me she sends a link from somebody on Facebook called G.D. Jarumblood.
Irish guy.
Sure. Big bingo from Jamaica. I will bust your fake profile later. See ya. Then she sends another Facebook profile. Nash Nass photos. James, he is your scammer. He is a hacker. From your fake profile. And then I will bust it later. So she's sending this to somebody. This is a conversation between her and Miller. James, I found the big crime group. Can you go to my site to read it? Are you there, please? Then she sends a Facebook anti-scam site, Cyber419. Miller goes, send it now. And Ann sends the scamming profile. Ann goes, hey, make money. Miller goes, ask Pauline not to delay. Ann goes, I did it. Miller goes, Mr. Jack sent the money to Morris. Ann says, I will send mail to her again, okay? They have to transfer her fund tomorrow, says Miller. Ann says, please go to my site to read the big crime group. Do it. Miller goes, do it now. Ann goes, okay. Two assholes trying to hurry to nonsense. It's like us trying to not be late for a comedy game.
That's right.
Yes. Miller goes, talk later. I'm going there now. Okay? Ann goes, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Ann goes, James, I'm so tired and I need to go to bed. I will send the scammers to you tomorrow. Bye for now. Miller goes, yes, she's sending money to her boyfriend. He is the scam. $60,000. And UK Nat West. What the fuck? Oh, what is Nat West?
Nat West might be the bank.
Nat West. Miller goes, scammer boyfriend, Billy or Bobby. Pauline is in serious danger. He is the scam. Ann Jackson goes, who is scammer? Pauline, it's a bunch of assholes communicating. And Ann goes, Billy? Who is Billy? Miller goes, Pauline, she got a boyfriend in Scotland. Ann goes, it is scammer. I will tell her, by the way. And Miller goes, Interpol has traced him. Yes. Ann goes, how about the man coming to my YouTube? Miller goes, please tell her fast. She wants to send $60,000 to him. That is why she is trying not to send the fees to Morris. Oh, we got a little competition here.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, no. Don't send the money. Send it to Morris.
Yeah.
Well, send it to the safe place.
Yeah.
Ann goes, I am warning her, by the way. The soldier came to me. Miller goes, she is in big danger. She will cry heavily. Ann goes, I sent mail to her. Ann goes, warning. Of course, she wants a partner. Miller goes, she thinks she's got a man.
Got a man?
Got a man.
It's got a man. Dun, 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 dun.
Got a man. Got a man.
Got a man. Got a man.
Got a man.
Got a man.
Got a man.
Got a man.
Miller goes, big time scammer. Ann goes, yeah.
Oh, assholes.
Ann goes, how about this one? Miller goes, yes. Ann goes, is he a scammer? Tell me. He came to my YouTube. Miller says, he said he got check, $2.5 million. Ann goes, who, Billy? Miller goes, she thinks she got a man. That Pauline should send $60,000 for the clearance. Miller goes, yes. Ann goes, she's not going to send money to Billy. Miller goes, yes. And Pauline is sending the money. And Ann goes, to whom? Miller goes, stop her fast now. Ann goes, to Billy? I am doing now. I sent her mail 3 times. Miller goes, to Billy, fake bank. She's going to send it to the wrong scammer. We've worked so hard.
Yeah, no, you idiots.
Damn it, Ann. Earn your keep. Oh. You know where that scam money's supposed to go.
You moron.
God damn it, victims sending it to the wrong scammers.
Stupids.
Yeah, after we. I expected more from this victim. Yeah,
after all the infiltrating and scamming I've done, this is what.
You know how many hours I slept in my cell? We haven't slept in weeks.
Yeah. There ought to be a law.
I hate when scammers cross scammers. It's so sad. Miller goes, in UK, Nat West, it is big scam. So Ann goes, what about that one? I've sent it to you. That one told me he's a soldier. Miller goes, all that Morris needs is $25,000 to complete the transfer tomorrow. Mm. Miller's now negotiating against himself. He just wants to get some money. Miller goes, he's a scammer. Ann goes, who is scammer? This is like fucking Abbott and Costello. Who's on first?
Yeah, really.
This is a
really.
This stinks.
Hey, Costello. I got a scammer rabbit. What do you got?
Ghana. Second base.
Ghana. Ghana. Yeah. What, is the money not there? No, Ghana, Abbott. No, it's not there. No, not Ghana. Ghana. What is it, Costello?
Korea. Yeah, I'm not feeling well.
Yeah.
Not diarrhea. Korea. That's what I said. Bunch of maroons. We could actually do a bit like that.
Yes.
But nobody would care.
No.
Miller goes, he is scammer. Ann goes, who is scammer? Billy? Miller goes, from Nigeria. Ann goes, or that fake soldier. Who? Billy? Miller goes, the soldier. Billy. Yes. All right. Fucking Billy's fake. Billy's not real like Morris. Ann goes, I have no idea what you're talking about now. Billy is from Nigeria? I will tell Pauline. Miller's like, yes.
Asshole.
Miller goes, FBI got us mail. And what about the soldier from my YouTube? Is he a scammer? Miller goes, Pauline had sent money to his fake agent in Nigeria. Yes, that one too. Ann goes, got it. Ann goes, from where? Maybe he's on my video. Ha ha ha. Miller goes, Miller goes, Pauline will lose her funds. Yes. Miller goes, I have to work now. Ann goes, that one form where? Miller goes, did Pauline reply to your mail yesterday? Nigeria, too. And then I guess Ann sends this to Miller. Hello, Jack. One of the bank girl in my sister's town phoned my brother-in-law and told him that Nicole has been using the money for a scam. We already read this, but I'll read it again. She cannot touch a penny of whatever's left. On top of that, he's really pissed it off at me. I just want to tell
pissed
you.
It off
pissed
at
it
me.
Off.
It pissed it off.
Pissed off at me?
Yes.
Pissed it off at you.
Do you think someone else could help me get this money over here? I know that you are not a scam, and I appreciate all you've done for me. Miller says she is stupid. He's giving his expert opinion. This broad is dumb. She's as dumb as they come.
She's about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
Yes. He goes, she is stupid. She is doing this. Ann goes, love is blind. Miller goes, do she can send the money to his boyfriend who is fake?
What?
You heard me.
What?
Yeah, pay attention.
Yeah, what am I talking a foreign language?
Is it me? Or what?
Focus, infected one.
Read the line again, Davin, and see what we're missing here.
If Miller and Ann Jackson can understand, I expect you to understand.
Yes, sir.
Douchey can send the money to his boyfriend who is fake.
Was that so hard to understand?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what that fucking doing the show with a bunch of idiots here.
That is.
And by the way, no punctuation on this sentence
why,
at all.
Really? Why would you put any there?
You know what
gets,
I meant.
Just gets in the way.
Yes. Miller goes, she will cry to you later. Bye. Talk later. Ann goes, when did she send money to him? She never told me about this. Miller goes, Jack will ask Morris to send his money back. She will never tell you. Maybe after it's late. Bye. Ann goes, I'm sending her mail. Miller goes, stop her, please. No. Ann goes, I'm doing it. They have a crisis.
Yeah, really.
Not of conscience. But Miller goes, make her get her funds fast before it's late. Ann goes, I'm doing it.
God damn her.
Miller goes, she wants to forget her funds and go for the fake boyfriend. Boyfriend's check of $2.5 million. Fake. Scammers. Ann goes, I'm doing it now. This guy's fucking looking at his payday going away. Stop. Fucking scammers. No respect. Yeah. Who are these creeps? Here I am pretending to be a soldier, and I got to deal with these assholes.
Yeah, it's like no honor among
us. Yeah, like, hey, God, balls, you're fucking them like a teenage runaway. You know? Sorry they're inconvenient. Sorry, you're destroying their lives. Sorry they're inconveniencing you.
Miller goes, Nigeria. IC3 has traced it. Traced it. Please, stop her. You can tell her sister. Ann goes, traces whom? Pauline Scammer? Miller goes, Nicole. Yes. Ann goes, I have no Nicole's mail address. How can I tell her? Miller goes, send message to Nicole, too. Ann goes, okay. Ask Morris. Ann goes, okay. Now! Ann goes, I'm doing it now.
What?
This is like fucking crisis control.
Now! Yeah, now!
Crisis control with maroons.
Ugh. It's like watching two squirrels try to grab their acorns before a snowstorm. It's urgent, and there's two stupid things being involved.
I think the squirrels might be brighter. Mm. They have a goal. Mm. Acorns are a reasonable goal. Mm. Milago, she will contact you later after they finish with her. What is she, a teenage runaway who's been fucked?
Really.
I'm finished with her. You can have her now. She's infected like Pip. That's what we're going to call you, Pip. We're going to call you the infection. Pip the infection helix.
I'm down.
Down. That's what got you into this mess. She will contact you later after they finish with her. Miller goes, just try to let her sister know that Pauline's in danger. Anne goes, Cinta, call Pauline. Miller goes, I'm sorry for her. Pauline blocked her out. I'm just saying names anymore because this is so fucking old and I don't give a shit. It's been a while. Fucking figure it out yourself. Pauline blocked her out. Anne goes, I sent mail to her sister. Miller goes, she sent $60,000 to Billy. Anne goes, did she? Stupid woman. Miller goes, 2 days ago.
Anne says stupid woman.
Anne says stupid woman.
Really? Really?
Yes. Anne goes, I am sad. She will cry. Miller says, she will kill herself.
I like the way he says that in passing.
Yes. Anne goes, she blocked me out. She is lonely. James, I think she needs a man. And Miller goes, the fake man, so-called Billy.
So-called Billy.
Miller said it.
Billy.
Yeah, really.
Now, why did I pick so-called Billy?
Because your mind is riddled with infection.
This is true. I'm turning into a zombie as we speak.
Yeah, you're going to eat your own brain.
You got disease and antibiotics running through you right now.
Yeah. Even AIDS cats doesn't want to be near you.
I'm going to sleep in a garage.
That's
you don't mind.
Truth.
Get away from my broth. Yeah. That's my robe, you. Yeah. Miller goes, the fake man, so-called Billy, asked her to block everybody out, like a scammer would do.
Mm-hmm.
Miller's like, I know their techniques. I employ them myself. Miller goes, she is very stupid. Anne goes, OMG. Anne goes, isolate. Miller goes, call her sister. Anne goes, this is scammer skill. This is like retarded Jedis. Mm. I feel like I'm listening to a retarded Jedi council. Miller goes, let her know. Yes. This is so stupid. Anne goes, I will send mail to her sister. Miller goes, please do that now. Morris will fly back to UK by next week. Anne goes, why is she so stupid?
Why? That really?
I think you know.
Who are they talking about? Why is he so stupid?
Pauline, I think.
Pauline, one of the other people that were being scanned. I guess was under Anne's tutelage. Am I correct on that assumption?
Yeah, Miller seems to have lost the fucking account, and his boss is not going to be pleased.
Oh, yeah, he's got to go upstairs. Yeah, that's probably why he's freaking out. Yeah. He's probably, if nothing happens in an hour, he's got to go upstairs, you know?
Plus, you know,
he
promised the kids a new fucking PlayStation.
Yeah.
You know, he expected this money to come in.
Boss,
they were going to, you know, they're going to plug it into the yak in the hut. The kids were going to have a nice Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's all going to shit.
He's going to go upstairs.
Yeah, they were going to make some improvements to the hut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate when a scammer's plans go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miller goes, he has waited a lot of time. Call the sister. Anne goes, I do not have her phone number. Miller goes, Pauline is in big danger. Morris said he sent it to you. Check your mail. Kindly ask Morris to secure the funds on escrow account. Anne goes, I do not know since I have no right. I really do not know what is going on. That makes all of us. Miller goes, I mean email it Nicole to ask Morris to do that. If Morris leaves the funds and moves out of Malaysia, they will take the funds. Email Nicole, please, so they can keep it in escrow. That will make them claim in later. They just need this money going to Morris immediately.
Yeah.
Okay? Nicole is dealing with scammers. I should know. and they will kill her. Why wouldn't they?
As she's talking to a scammer.
Yes. Yes. The plot.
But it's like, and they will kill her. It's like, why would they cut out the source of the funds?
Well, this is just to pressure them. And send this... Oseulib. I don't know what that word.
Oseulib?
Osulibe. I don't even know what the fuck they were going
to say. It sounds like an acronym.
Okay.
I'm just, you know.
Like Aleppo. Miller goes, Nicole, Ann goes, who is dealing with scammers? Nicole? She deals with scammers? What do you mean? Miller goes, Pauline. Pauline. Ann goes, Pauline is dealing with scammers? And the scammers will kill her? Miller's like, yes. Ann goes, black mafias. And Miller goes, Billy is a scammer. Miller goes, Billy is a scammer. Ann goes, yes.
Getting
Newman.
Getting her all riled up. Yeah. Getting
Ann
her
goes,
all riled
then,
up.
Then Miller's in a hurry, so he spells Pauline. Polibe said feast to Nigeria. I think Pauline sent feast. And feast in Nigeria. Ann goes, he is in Nigeria? Miller goes, yes! He lied to Pauline. Ann goes, so he can kill her? So Pauline want to pay for him? She never listens to me. Miller goes, he has contract. Ann goes, what contract? And Miller goes, and he got checked of $2.5 million. Lies. Ann goes, money laundering. That is money laundering.
Look how he's raking her in.
Yes. Yes, he's playing her.
Look how he's playing her. Holy mackerel.
Pauline loves the money. OMG. Miller goes, he needs $60,000 to get the check clearance. Ann goes, fuck. Bet you didn't have that on your little list.
No. Just fuck.
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 Great.
Ann goes, I have no idea what she's doing. Maybe Pauline thinks she knows the law enforcement now. She never learns. She will get threats only. Then she will block her out. Miller goes, yes. That sounds about right. Mm. She sent money to them already. She is dead. Ann goes, why do I need to help her? Miller goes, I pity her. Ann goes, no need. That is her life. Even I am telling the truth. Even I am telling the truth.
Look, not for nothing. I'm going to come. We're all going to come clean for this minute.
That would be great during the debate if Hillary and Donald just say, all right, not for nothing. We're all going to tell the truth here. Yeah. Enough with the horse shit on both sides.
The country's screwed no matter who's running the place.
Not for, it's too late in the
we
process.
We own China. China. And we
we're all fucked. Yeah. Ann goes, even I am telling the truth. Miller goes, you cannot help her now. Ann goes, I cannot. Miller goes, she blocked everyone. Yes. Ann goes, I think so. Miller goes, yes. She blocked out Cinta, it says Ann.
Oh, no toys this Christmas.
Yes. Miller goes, she will cry. Ann goes, Pauline thinks she has money. Miller goes, yes. Ann goes, the funds. Miller goes, yes. Ann goes, she is playing danger. Miller goes, yes. Ann goes, let her do it, I guess. Yes. She loves that scammer already. Ann goes, maybe she will import him to Canada.
Imported.
Why wouldn't you?
Imported from Canada.
Ann goes, I do not want to help her anymore. She is hopeless. I should have fucking said that to her.
Yeah.
Miller goes, yes.
Hold on, stop. It's kind of funny. She's as frustrated with this as you are frustrated with her.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
See? That's See? Yes in Spanish.
They can just press the SAP button.
Yeah.
For sap. She is hopeless. Miller goes, yes. Ann goes, Cinta is mad. Miller goes, yes. Ann goes, love is blind. True? Miller goes, LOL, you asshole. I added the asshole. Ann goes, her head is blurred. True? This is why. Miller goes, yes. Later she will know. The scammers can make the victims to take the money away, says Ann. Ann continues, looks too good to be true. Indeed it is true. Ann goes, I do educate people for all of this.
Stop. Really? Do ya?
Do ya? Miller goes, just keep on sending mails to Nicole. Ann goes, why? She does not reply to me. Maybe she will save her sister, says Miller. Ann goes, I asked if Pauline has met Billy in person. And her funds are, Miller says, and her funds are in KL. Where's KL?
K. Her funds are where?
KL. I don't know what country KL is. I don't know what that is. Mm. Ann goes, she does not reply to me. Miller goes, never. Ann goes, I do not know. She does not tell me about this. Miller goes, but Pauline can also lie. You see?
So she's kind of turning Pauline. She's trying to turn Pauline or portray her as a liar to Ann.
Yeah.
So anything that Pauline tells Ann could be a lie, you know, where he thinks, right. You know.
This is a conversation.
Wow, it's just like, you know, battling liars.
Yeah.
It's a good name for the show. Or the debates. It'd be a great name for the debates.
Battling liars.
Battling liars.
No, I thought that the name of our show was Battling A-Holes.
She knows not what she does. She has an affected brain.
She's on the meds.
Poor Pip.
Poor thing.
We might have to put her to sleep.
No, we love the Pip.
If we love her, put her to sleep so she doesn't suffer. We don't want Pip Helix to suffer.
No.
So we'll put Pips to sleep after the show.
Stop.
When we're done with her. Kind of like Trump with Bertha. We've gotten all we can out of Pip. Now we want to move on to other things.
Okay.
Poor Pip. So this is a conversation between Brown and Anne. This is Brown. I told you at the early stage you did not believe me. Anne goes, they are criminals. Brown goes, one lady's funds is almost out. I heard it at the office today. Anne goes, do not tell me. I will not do the research for all of you. Do it yourself. Anne, great Jack, know how I can bust scammers. They believe me. Brown goes, she will receive $1.8 million. Anne goes, that is enough. Mm. Brown goes, yes. Anne goes, she will not because Morris asked her to pay more money. I got mail from her. Brown says, it will be out this week. 5%? Yes, she must pay it. It is not 10%. Anne goes, source of funds, same as my scam. Ha ha ha. My scammers told me before. Brown goes, not source of funds. Anne goes, that tie, scammer. Brown goes, transfer charges. Anne goes, she paid. I see Brown says, no more 10%. It's 5%. It's a going out of business sale.
Yeah, they're really
they just want to get money.
Yeah. Right.
What do you have? Can you spare 5%?
They're turning into used car salespeople. And scammers are us. We're giving things away.
I don't think we have to insult scammers like that.
See, hobbleganin.
Anne goes, $30,000 U.S. Now ask for another source of funds. Brown goes, no, mistake. And then this is, something that Anne is passing along, I think. This is, hello, Morris, Jack, and Sarah. It's like the worst Musketeers ever. We are very upset with the way our situation has been handled. First, we never know ahead of time what is going to be required next. Because they're scammers. It goes from one bad surprise to a worse one. And we keep hearing that is the last procedure, and then there will be a transfer to Canada. Yet after a few days of being on pins and needles, we get rush email or phone calls saying that more money is required. Not a small amount. Huge amounts, like $25,000, just to verify the source of the money being transferred. Please do not treat anyone else like this. Please, tell people who have been scammed that in order for them to get any money back, they will have to spend 3 to 4 times as much as they lost to recover anything, and even then tell them that time is a big factor and that they will have to rush payments when required, as Morris has to take a plane or the Malaysian government has put a deadline on this transfer. Now, if you're fucking writing this, don't you stop and go, wait a second.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Slow down.
I have to spend 3 or 4 more times just to recover the money.
Don't you just say to yourself, wait a minute, doesn't this all sound silly once I'm writing it down?
Apparently not. Apparently it sounds just about right. Tell them that they will feel like criminals and their telephone will be taped and they will lose their privacy. You may find that less people will go with your help if that is called help.
I'm just thinking that you see their telephone is taped all over it. See, your telephone's been taped.
It's duct tape. It's good stuff. Brown goes, nothing like source of funds. Anne goes, this is her mail. Do I lie? Brown goes, it is transfer charges. She made a mistake. Transfer fees of $1.8 million, 5% is how much? I got the details at the office this morning. Her funds is waiting. Anne goes, time limit again.
Hard sell.
Brown goes, she paid, so she got time. Anne goes, my company insulted me a lot. I will not send any info to you. I will quit everything. Brown goes, what info? And goes, any criminals. I will not bust scammers. Some people ask for help, so I do it for them. But I will never send them to you. Do it by yourself. Brown goes, I'm doing it now.
But she'll never do it with him. Meanwhile, there's 20 pages of dialogue.
Well, not to him. Maybe to Miller. Maybe to Parker Green. There's always somebody who can help. Maybe Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois. Yeah. There's always somebody that can help. Sarah Francois.
Brown goes, I'm doing it now. And goes, so fuck off my life.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Damn it.
Ah, fiddlesticks.
Brown goes, thanks. Anne goes, there's nothing to do with me about scam. You would destroy me. I first was, me. Can't do it. I'm going through the change. My balls are dropping.
Okay, Peter Brady.
Pork chops and applesauce. Brown goes, I am polite and educated. Anne says, James Miller, fuck you. Brown goes, Asian, if not. I don't know what these assholes are talking about.
Note to self in 2018. Name of segment.
Yeah. Then Anne writes, Mr. Brown, all the truth is here. It is easy to find the truth. UN is stupid, so stupid. I have no interest in this anymore. Fuck off my real life. By the way, ask Criminal Miller to return the money to me. Then, fuck off.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, it's a to-do list. It's a honey-do list.
I know,
yeah. let's see. You guys have anything to add to this yet? You don't have to.
We've been adding as we've been going along. Essentially, it's just that he's trying to dissuade her from going with scammers. Meanwhile, you know, she's talking to a scammer.
Funny how that works.
Still completely does not get it.
Just explains everything how these other people and people that she's been advising are being scammed, and she's going it over with Brown Cotton, of all people.
Yeah. Sounds official. Anne goes,
sounds official. That's what happens when a rabbit shits itself.
Yes, it's Brown Cotton. It's Brown Cotton Tail.
Whose tail is that? Who's Brown Tail?
Oh, that's a stinky tail.
Yes.
Anne goes, Mr. Brown, Pauline blocked me out. Brown, IC3, Crime Internet. Brown goes, she has been impotized by scammers. She's been impotized.
Who the hell's writing that, Stymie?
Such a fucking old reference.
That's funny every time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he was going for hypnotized.
Yeah, I'm assuming so. Such as.
She's been impotized. You know what, Pip? Pip, send me an email. Pip, send me the email. She has been impotized by scammers. That will be the segment.
It's funny.
She's been impotized. And goes, Susan told me today she's in love with so-called Billy. Brown goes, that is a big-time scammer from Nigeria. And goes, big boys. I guess so. Doing money laundering. He told Pauline he's from Scotland. Brown goes,
all this other stuff. He told Pauline he's from Scotland. Of course.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Brown goes, Billy, ha ha ha. And goes, yes, Susan thought he's a scammer. This so-called Billy has a son from Tax Ass. Tax Ass. Now, Donald Trump has never been to Tax Ass. Because he wouldn't pay them.
He said, I'm Tax Ass.
I think she was going for Texas.
I would assume so. Yeah, but we're going to be using for Tax Ass.
Tax Ass. Pauline talked to his so-called son. So-called son.
So-called son.
Round goes, ha 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 ha. Big scam. Anne goes, Susan told me today. Susan said it's a scam. Wait, let me show you something. Ooh, I like this part. Brown goes, Pauline will regret the day he met Billy. Okay? Uh-oh. Anne goes, Susan told me she has not met Billy. I am not sure. Brown goes, never! There is nothing like Billy.
That's what he said.
Never! There is nothing like Billy.
Billy, he is the Billy to end all Billies.
He is. Anne goes, I sent you mail. James told me. The same thing as Susan said. You can read it now. I've been concerned from the beginning that Billy was a scammer because he kept putting off coming home. I believe he really wanted to hook her and then ask for the money. Billy is too young for Pauline. The pattern is just like James. Pauline will not listen to me anymore. I did watch a TV show last night from Dr. Phil. They believe it, and then they will feel regret. Dr. Phil said
something. I know. I like the way he says he's a scammer because he puts off coming home. I could be a scammer.
Even cold worse. Brown goes, you see, Miller told you the right thing, because we're the same person. No, but that's probably the
essentially,
thing.
Yes.
Anne goes, you should understand how victims think. When you are a victim, Anne Greet told me it is hard, but they will feel regret for what they believe. I am trying. Nicole's husband blocked me out. Pauline has never met Billy. He was supposed to be in Scotland on a business deal having to do with an oil rig.
Could you stop for 1 second? Anne is saying that they're telling her what it feels to be like. She's explaining to Brown Cotton how they feel to be a victim. She doesn't know what it's like to be a victim herself.
No.
Did you notice that, Pip, in that past segment? Because they're saying, you know, they're explaining how it feels to be a victim, but she never once mentions that she can commiserate with being a victim herself.
You know, that's a good point. Yeah, she didn't say anything like that.
Yeah, I can understand how these women feel as being a victim myself. Well, that's a key thing, where she doesn't feel that she's a victim. But why wouldn't she feel a victim if she's been trying to get her own money back?
Because she's not a victim. There's just been mistakes made, Joe. There's no scam. It's just mistakes, honest mistakes by dishonest people.
just honest mistakes.
Right, because he's always calling them incompetent.
Right.
Funny, yeah.
It's true.
Listen, yeah. we all deal with incompetent people for various reasons. Sometimes you suck it up. Sometimes you feel like you've been thrown in jail and you just have to deal with it.
Yep.
But you just deal with the incompetence.
Oh, boy.
We're all captive to our own demons.
Sometimes we need to interview thoroughly.
Not a strong point on this show.
Back off a step, but nonetheless.
Not the strength of this show at all. Anyway. Pauline has never met Billy. He was supposed to be in Scotland on a business deal having to do with an oil rig. He was to have come home three times then this week, but I think he has not showed up.
An oil rig
in Scotland. Your people. He had a son in Texas whom she spoke to. This is what Susan said. Billy has a son in Texas. Lie. Brown goes, lies. Magic Jack numbers.
Those magic jacks.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yes, yes.
You know those PIP, right? You ever seen them on advertised on TV? You just plug the thing in, and you got a number and all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's what they say, like, when they say they're from Scotland or
something.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
No, what's a magic jack?
We've talked. Well, you should listen to the show.
Well, just fill a random. What a magic jack is, you pay for this thing you plug into your wall socket. You sign up for this thing, and you plug it in, and you don't need the phone company or a cable company. It works out of this little box, and apparently scammers love to use it because you could bring it to all sorts. You could bring the thing with you.
But not only that, you can program it so it shows up like you're from different countries.
Right.
Yeah. So they're
right. That's cool.
Yeah, they think they're talking to somebody in England, but the person's really in Nigeria.
Right.
So he goes, haha, all of them are in Nigeria now. And goes, magic, I see. I know that one. Internet phone number, USA land, OMG, Magic Jack. Brown goes, yes. Brown's like telling her the secrets.
Yeah.
And goes, that pager used that. No, to cheat that number to cheat on me. This is why I never pick up the phone call. Brown goes, yes. And goes, what do you want to do now? Pauline blocked me out. Brown goes, Pauline is a dead woman. And goes, I think so. Brown goes, she has blocked everyone.
Boy, is she gullible as all hell. Look how she like, she's like, oh, yeah. What a dope.
And goes, she will kill herself in the future.
Things to look forward to.
Well, are you a bundle of cheer, Anne?
Yeah. Brown goes, maybe the only person who have access to her now is Susan. Anne goes, I think so. No? Brown goes, can you ask her online ID? Anne goes, I have once. Brown goes, so our agent in Canada can visit her at home. Anne goes, okay, I will ask Susan. Brown goes, okay. And then this is to scammer. This is from Anne to scammer James Harrison Miller. She's writing a letter. To scammer James Harrison Miller. That's how she addressed it.
It's like a law firm.
It's so funny when she's formal.
Oh, she's such an asshole.
We're all assholes. Yes. We're all Ann Jackson.
Yes.
This is the comment from Mr. Davin, who hosts the radio show.
Surprise, that's not in the bio.
Yes.
Ah, yes, dear. That goes right in.
Yes. This is the comment from Mr. Davin, who hosts the radio show. It's the same one, stupid. Settle down.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Look at her fucking moistening the area. I just gave it the oomph it deserved.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Don't worry there, Pip. The judge has been having a rough night in the court with rulings.
He does not reply to me about the victim who brought all this attention. Who lies in public saying Green asked her money. She lies. About you. It seems like scammer Miller was upset that Pauline was going to send money to a different scammer instead of the people he was hooked up with. Fascinating. Oh, the panic is palpable in his messages. He tries to disguise it as concern for Pauline, but it's only for his money. Like, maybe that's me writing to her. I don't know. She's kind of coherent. Damn it all, Red.
Wow.
The truth is that you never return the money to... And you lied to me. You said you would return the money to me, but never. All the fucking funds info is from you, and I did not pay lots of money, and I never get any fucking penny back. After knowing Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, and Melvin Santos, you used me to get them and then try to kill me. It is easy to know that you are a very wicked person who want to kill me to get all the money with Parker Desmond Green and his daughter Jennifer Green. You cheated on my money, $120,000. Because you threatened me to pay lots of money with Parker Green and Brown Cotton. Mr. Davin!
Three.
Told me told me you are from Africa. I really want to know if you are a white man living in Africa. You are from Ghana or Nigeria, because I did pay the money for you to David Moore in Ghana. Shame on you, because you are not a human being. And I say, it seems like Scammer Miller was upset that Pauline was going, yeah, I did say it. I just fucking copied it twice. All right, so now listen. Yeah. I knew it was cogent.
Cogent.
Good word.
That was a TV show in the 70s. That was Kojak.
No, we got you. You think about what you did. It seems like Scammer Miller was upset that Paul Scammer Miller was going to send money to a different scammer instead of the people he was hooked up with. Fascinating. The panic is palpable in his messages. He tries to disguise it as concern for Pauline, but is only her his money. And fucking scene. Comments, questions, answers?
It just amazes me how she still is hook, line, and sinker, and is puppy dog in brown cotton and hanging on every word, you know?
Yeah. She's not bright.
Well, I don't know if it's a case of her not being bright or her just being brainwashed.
Impotized?
Hypnotized, yes.
She might be impotized by scammers. It's unfortunate.
I think she's been false infotized.
Falsely impotized.
Infection. The fever must be raging.
Yes.
All right. So I think we've done all we can stand. I think we should thank some people for allowing this to transpire on your watch.
Yes.
You could have stopped this. You didn't. You refused. All right. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Fredico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russfredico@yahoo.com. RussFredicou. Nope, I did that wrong. RussFredico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Okay, that would be me.
And now, Pip.
Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that just has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Great show coming up on October 14th, The Very Funny Joe Bronzy. So experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. Hey, that's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. Hey, come on, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Side-splitting productions, all your entertainment needs.
Wake up, Davin.
Your
turn.
I was ready. We just had to reorder things. That's
I know. We just let slide.
That's fine. You ruined my read.
Sorry.
Yeah, you suck.
All right.
Side-splitting productions, all your entertainment needs, but not Joe, because he's been punished for dropping. Murder mysteries, characters, comedy, whatever you need. Side-splittingproductions.com. Side-splittingproduction.com. You're laughing through the
Sorry, week. Couldn't sleep.
Going to after this right. is done. For a little while until I drive. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip, bring us home.
There's nothing else.
Did she did Francesco's?
Yeah, she did both.
Oh. I really wasn't paying attention.
I guess it was sleepy time. You pulled me. Yeah, no, she did both. Sorry.
Nope, that was me.
Yeah.
Side-splitting Productions shall not be hiring me. I cost myself a gig. I will not hire me. I must be reprimanded.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So that's that. Pip, anything coming up, Sickie?
No, not right now.
How about getting better? You going to try that this weekend?
Funny.
I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, you should. You should talk to AIDS Cat, see what he does to live.
Yeah, really. I don't think that his way to go is the way that I want
to
go.
Well, I mean, he seems to be living comfortably.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So that's all we want for you, Pip. We just want you to live out your remaining few years comfortably.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm in my robe with my bra.
I thought you said your bra for a second.
Yeah, no.
No? The girls are flapping about you. They're free boobing
they
tonight.
They're wild and wacky this evening.
Nobody wants wacky boobs. Nobody wants boobs that make them laugh, Pip.
No, I guess not.
They're wacky boobs.
Funny.
No, they're very somber boobs right now. They're not feeling well.
Oh, their nipples are hanging low. Their nipples are at half mast.
Funny.
That's it.
Joe, where will you be bringing mirth and merriment?
October 1st, this coming Saturday, I will be at Carmaine's Comedy Club up in Poughkeepsie. Show times are going to be 7 o'clock and 7 p.m. and 9:30. And for tickets and information and directions, call 845-464-1572. I'll be there with my buddy Robbie Falcone. It's going to be a great night. Do not miss it, people of Poughkeepsie.
High energy show.
Yes.
One guy angry, one guy not so much. Should be a good time.
Yes.
Yeah. Wednesday, September 28th through Saturday, October 1st, which means I got to get the fuck out of here bright and early tomorrow.
That's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
Far away.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. What are you laughing about?
I'm sorry. I wish I was going on the gig.
Of course you did.
I know.
Well, but you're not.
I know.
I probably offered it to you at some point, but you said no. You have to stay home and watch the house that isn't selling.
Well, maybe. We got people looking at it tomorrow. We had people come today. We had people come. We got people coming tomorrow. And there was a couple there that saw it for the second time last week, trying to find out, trying to get the agent to find out what's going on. She wouldn't even call my agent. So we'll see what happens. It's like my house is like the entertainment business.
They just don't want you to succeed.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
They keep on selling old shitholes.
Yes. Yeah. Funny.
So Wednesday, September 8th through Saturday, October 1st, I'll be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at the Carolina Comedy Club. For tickets, call 843-839-2565. 843-839-2565. You guys should come down. I'm going to be funny. We'll have a good time. I'll be pleasant-ish. It'll be a good time.
Ish.
I think that's pretty much all I
want. That's the show, folks.
Yeah, I think I don't want to do anymore.
Yeah, I'm tired too. And we gave you everything we had.
Gave you everything. We gave you you know, the middle of the show was upbeat.
Yes.
The beginning of the show was a state of the union.
We gave you everything we had.
And then, you know, Pip came in battle damaged.
Yeah, Pip's battle damaged. Heard a little disheartening news before the tonight's festivities, but we battled through it.
Yeah.
You know,
cuz why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
I guess.
Because we're here and the shit's on. Why not do a show?
Exactly. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
A lot of people might be doing that.
Yes. If you're an executive from a radio company, tell no one.
If you're an executive from a radio company, fucking change your thinking, stupid.
Yeah.
Assholes with your boring bullshit.
Say, we're not bitter.
No. No, we're not. We're angels.
We're not That's bitter right. on Twitter. No.
No, that was last week.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Either way, keep on listening until we decide you won't.
No.
But yeah, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.